Hello, dear student. Namaste. Welcome. We begin our chapter 8 in today's talk. And I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. This we are going to talk on tourism accommodation, which is known as a supply chain. Tourism accommodation plays an important role because tourists, what they stay, what they look forward as an accommodation, vary from the needs, availability, and so on. So we will know about the accommodation aspect in tourism, how important accommodations are, how the tourists look forward for the accommodation depending on availability, budget, and where. So, this is the topic for today's understanding tourism accommodation. When we talk of accommodation, it's a function of travel. It creates home away from home for the tourist. When tourist travels abroad, he or she wants to feel as if he's extending his home somewhere else, another country, city, a destination where basic comforts are met. So hotel industry is the most sophisticated industry today. And the hotel industry that we are going to talk that generally provide accommodation, not to forget the homestays, the private accommodation, but overall majority of the tourists use hotel in some form or the other, depending on their spending capacity, on their budget, and availability of hotels. So accommodation is the mainstay of tourism. Unless a tourist is traveling overnight, basically most tourists come back to some place that could be a hotel or here could be an accommodation for him or her where they stay. So this is a definition that we are knowing about accommodation. There are buses who have built-in special cabins for passenger traveling overnight on the bus. They could stay in those type of cabin type accommodation that are available on a bus. Or there are cruise liners where the cabins are there. They are considered as the hotel rooms. And likewise, there are in business class and first class of many airlines, they turn your seat into 180 degrees bed. So all these are different type of accommodation that we will continue studying about it. And is the main stay. Any tourist that travels, when he or she settles down for overnight stop, they are looking for a decent, safe, and comfortable accommodation. So accommodation is very important and in the tourism infrastructure. The tourist may have a busy day, tiring day, enjoying day, but in the end, which means in the evening, they would like to come back to their hotel room and relax. So this is very important. Many hotels are coming up with ultra-modern facilities that are being provided to the tourists in hotel accommodation of any form. The tourism development is a function of accommodation. So wherever destinations are getting momentum, getting popular, getting attractions of different tourists motivated to come to their destination, one of the important elements is availability of good accommodation. There are a number of destinations around the world that may not have good accommodation. But of course, that would be the ambience or the nature of that destination. But even there, ultra-modern facilities are provided in form of tent accommodation like we have in Run of Kutch, like we have got in other areas of the world where even those tents are provided with luxury of air conditioning, mattresses, cushion, and so on and so forth. So tourism development is a function of accommodation. The demand for accommodation away from home is a function of travel. So if you understand that, yes, I'm going to stay at this hotel, which is known to you, recommended to you, obviously you would select that. And most tourists really check what type of hotel accommodation, how safe the hotel accommodation would be, what would be the facilities available there. So let's see the definition. How is accommodation defined? Tourist accommodation is deemed to include all establishments offering overnight stay on a commercial or semi-commercial basis to all categories of visitors. Commercial or semi-commercial, meaning it has some element that are being sold and on a commercial basis or on the basis to all categories of, so some hotels accommodation may have all the commercial activities which a possibly tourist may look forward for is available there. So further, physical features, what accommodation is categorized into traditional hotel accommodation, which means nothing major, traditional, a bed, possibly a good washroom or a sink to brush, and safety. These are all traditional. All the hotels that one can see that are built before Second World War are still functional in many Western European countries like Paris, like in London, which are traditional hotels. They are nothing luxury, but some of them have become antique sort of a hotel. So they have nothing major as such. Then they have supplementary accommodation and the new accommodation concept. There are a lot of new accommodation concept that have come in due to the shortage of space, due to the requirement, due to the budget. So new accommodation concept are also some of the new hotel type of an accommodation that is available. So when we talk about traditional hotel, we are talking about motels and hotels. Yes, they were, as I mentioned, some of them have been built before Second World War, so they have nothing major as such. They may not even have a frigidaire. They may have a common washroom that could be outside the main accommodation area, like what we see in the city of Mumbai, in the slum area. But they are, of course, fine areas, because those type of hotels are having budget-conscious traveler would look forward for that. So those are all traditional hotels and accommodation. Nothing luxury into it. Then supplementary accommodation, it includes premises which offer accommodation, but not necessary hotel service, like government rest houses, youth hostels, etc. There you will not find anything luxury that we talk of as a luxury item. Dak bungalows, which were used by government. For their government employees, they don't have anything luxury. It basically has an area to sleep, a washroom, and that's all. These are supplementary accommodation. And as I mentioned, traditional is just very much basic, what in UK it's called bed and breakfast type of a hotel. Okay? And then, of course, youth hostel in form of YWCA or YMCA. These are the traditional youth hostels that students, youth utilize because they have limitation on their budget. Now, this new accommodation concept, it has a combination of both the above mentioned types: condominiums, time sharing, camping, etc. These are the new accommodation concept. Now, for example, in Japan, there are hotels that have a sort of accommodation where you go in and you live in an accommodation that is roundish. And you don't have anything into it. You just get in and sleep overnight. Come out for your washroom, for your brush, for your shaving. All that you come out of that bed area because of the shortage of space. But these are all different needs. So according to the accommodation further defined as service attributes, the accommodation is classified as serviced accommodation and non-serviced accommodation. Now, serviced accommodation would possibly have a linen change happening. You will have possibly utensil being washed for you if you are using or cooking there. So these are all service accommodation. And non-service, which means an accommodation is given to you, you handle everything. You will be given a linen that you spread it up and make use of it. No human service will be made available to maintain this, including the cleaning of the waste. So these are references of service accommodation and non-service accommodation. Both have different pricing, and the price factor determines what will be the accommodation type. Service accommodation, availability of hotel staff to provide some service such as cleaning, meals and bars and room service. So these are service, which means there is a staff available that would come, change your linen, change the towels, clean up the waste, mop up the place, etc. And the availability of such service, even if they are not in fact used, is included in the price. Suppose you put up a sign outside your hotel room or a service hotel, do not disturb, then they will not disturb you at all. But the service, the cost of that service is added in the pricing of the hotel. The availability of such service, even if they are included in the price. And rooms, food and beverage, banquets and conferences, other services are major revenue stream for any service accommodation. So sometimes service accommodations are also given for long lease. Someone has been transferred from some place of work to another place of work. Someone has gone from Mumbai to stay in Chennai. So instead of putting them or asking the person who has been transferred there for a 4 months time period, instead of putting them in a hotel, they will put in a service apartment. So where they would change the linen. If you love to cook, you have a wet bar there, you have a kitchen facilities and utensil, which will be cleaned up on a timely basis. Bed sheet, turnaround, towels, all will be replaced from time to time. But the most hotels, they make money on F&B, which is food and beverage and banqueting, meaning they earn money by hosting these type of event where participation comes in big number. There is an order for meal, there is an order for beverages, and that brings in revenue to the hotel industry. Non-service accommodation is just opposite of that, where accommodation is provided, furnished on a rental basis. Normally, a unit comprising several beds, such as cottage or in an apartment. So you may take as a family accommodation, service accommodation, where there would be 2-3 bedroom for children or for the maid that would have come with the children and a master bedroom. So these type of accommodation and apartment are non-service. They give you a wet bar, which means they will have a refrigerator. They may have some of the utensils to be used, and that's it. You have to wash your own utensil. You have to load and replace consumed item from the refrigerator that you bring in, and so on. These services are not part of accommodation and are not included in the price charge of the accommodation. So there is no such service that is added. It plays a vital role in the context purpose of the travel. So people look into these type of accommodation, service and non-service, depending on your budget, your type of travel. Because a lot of families, they don't want to be disturbed. Say, for example, housekeeping comes at 11 o'clock. So they have all to be ready, clear everything, get up from the bed, and let the housekeeping come and clean up the room, which families don't like, because some families want their privacy while they are on a holiday as well. So as a result, they go for non-service accommodation, which are apartments, which is again a part of a holiday. Now, accommodation has an important place in travel planning. No role to play in case of business or non-holiday travel. Accommodation doesn't play much of the... So, for example, a business traveler who is traveling for a business trip would like to be as comfortable at his hotel room as he is on his home, because his activities are focused on business. He or she may not be interested in cleaning. They would leave the room, say, by 8 o'clock in the morning, and they would return as late as maybe 10 o'clock after our business networking session. So the business traveler doesn't care much about some type of a hotel where there is servicing to be done by himself or herself. They all look for comfortable stay and affordable price in accommodation. Overall, this pricing, there are people who basically look for normal basic things at the hotel room. They don't want a jacuzzi. They don't want ultra fancy toiletries in the hotel room. Sometimes they are okay even if the hotel room is without a frigidaire, a mini fridge. They are comfortable with it, so long as the price factors support them. Because that money, if they save in accommodation, can be used for other expenses related to their travel plan. So comfortable is what people want, comfortability. And accommodation plays a function role in this case. So accommodation should be comfortable. Most of the travelers look forward for that. People look forward, if it's a family, they would look forward a comfortable room away from the noise. Away from, say, for example, a discotheque noise or a bar above, close to a bar, and so on and so forth. So accommodation in case of holiday and leisure travel, the accommodation plays a different role in tourism product. It can become an attraction sometimes. Yes, this is quite an important thing. A hotel itself is an attraction, is a destination. Many resorts that we go, we use that resort for our total stay of 4 or 5 days, and that is an attraction in itself. Another example, like a floating hotel that we call for cruise liners. So no matter which destination you visit, mostly you come back on a cruise ship and sleep in your cabin. So the accommodation becomes an attraction, the whole ship, which is in different cabins, and all entertainment activities on a cruise liner itself is an attraction. A resort that has 50 rooms, a boutique hotel that has 50 rooms, is itself is an attraction, because it's a distance that you travel all the way. Resorts in Igatpuri or Karjat or in Shimla and so on are themselves as an attraction. People go down there. They have all the areas of entertainment, fun, adventure, sports, swimming. All that are within that resort area. So many a time, accommodation itself is an attraction. In some cases, destination choices are influenced by perception and expectation of the available accommodation. People pick up according to the perception that I'm going down to XYZ place and I would have the glimpse of so-and-so waterfall. So that is an expectation or a perception of going down to Niagara Falls, taking up a hotel, and if had a glimpse of Niagara Falls from the window, or you are going towards a seaside and you have the view from your hotel as a perception that I would have the sea view and so on. So accordingly, some destination choices happen for accommodation. People pick up these type of accommodation for their stay and all those accommodation that provide what they what their perception is, they will pick up that time. So beach resorts, for example, the tourists would love to stay at a beach resort that has a sea view because that's his perception of enjoying a beach resort. Likewise, if you are going into Bangkok, some tourists love to stay in nightlife areas because especially the youth, so that they can enjoy the nightlife, they can spend time entertaining themselves and then come back to their hotel, which is within that radius. So these are all perception of different type of accommodation that we are understanding. Holiday visitors are also like to spend more time of their stay in their accommodation in case of bad weather condition. Now imagine you have reached Mumbai and suddenly there is a heavy downpour. And then what you do? If you have a good hotel accommodation, you would stay indoor, or you are somewhere in Europe and suddenly snowfall begins. Or even if you are in the snow season, you don't expect the snow to be so harsh and it's snowing. So you, in case of bad weather, a heavy wind blow, or suddenly weather turning to be very windy and so many such things, you pick up your hotel as a resort, as a place where you can relax. Service and non-service, their travel and destination enjoyment will be highly geared up to the perceived value provided and satisfaction experience within the accommodation provided. And here the best example I gave just now was resorts that are around Mumbai at Karjat, Igatpuri, or Lonavala, Mahabaleshwar. They are with the perception of a holiday. Two nights from Mumbai, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, come back on Monday morning. That's a perception of an accommodation. And that's what you get there when you are into Lonavala, Mathiran, and Mahabaleshwar. So for the leisure travel, accommodation plays an influential role. So a resort that has a swimming pool, that has got some horse riding, that has some golf area, that has something as a track to run, and the view of the mountain, the valley, the gorges, all that will be adding to that destination as such. And these type of accommodations are picked up from the perception set up in the mindset. So leisure travel accommodation plays an influential role. Because many a time, there are a lot of travelers around the world who go for a city, so not just as a whistle stop, but they stay for longer time, say 3 nights, 4 nights. So they would love to stay and relax at their hotel room, watching possibly a television program, or strolling down and combing the beach, watching the waves, watching the sunrise, again coming back to their hotel room, sitting by the side of swimming pool with a book, reading something, but within the accommodation. So many a time, many travelers I have seen are enjoying their stay, especially those who go for a long break where they utilize possibly all the facilities that are available at the hotel. Going down to swimming pool, going down to beach, walking around on the tracks, going to the gym, all those activities they avail of. So message is many accommodation are destination in itself. And the provider of those accommodation ensures that whatever the needs our motivational needs are met as those accommodation. So here we take different types of accommodation as a great understanding. So general types of accommodation, which is an organized sector, which means a lot of people are working into it. The five-star deluxe hotel, you could call many, like Marriott, Hyatt, Intercon. Then first-class hotel, commercial hotel that could be in a downtown resort. I gave examples from resorts in Igatpuri, Karjat, Lonavala, Khandala, or apartment hotels. Apartment, which means people who have been transferred or want an accommodation, like they don't want their staff to stay in the rental or take a rental agreement, rather than they would take an apartment and put someone there for a long time. That's an apartment hotel with possibly service being provided. Floating hotels, I just mentioned this, very important. Please remember, floating hotels can be referred to cruise liners, ferry cruisers, houseboats. All these are floating hotels, because all your needs, including your washroom needs, food, are available to you while you float, which means the hotel is a floating hotel. Cruise liners, 7 nights, all the time, all 7 nights, you are on the ship. Houseboats in Kerala backwaters, 2 nights, 3 nights, you are on the floating cruise boat, floating hotels. So houseboats in Kashmir, houseboats in the backwater of Kerala, or in Maharashtra near Sindhudurg, etc. And heritage hotel, all those properties that were owned by the princely and the royalties, which now they would like to rent it out because they have X number of such palaces in different areas that turn out to be heritage hotels. And timeshare. Now this is an element where you subscribe on a timeshare basis, and once in a year, 10 to 15 days, you just go and stay there by not paying anything, because you have contributed towards that timeshare. And then, of course, we have got different type of accommodation, like motels. Now, what are motels? Motel is a combination of motorway hotels. Most motels are on the highways. Big number of such motels have recently, in last 15 to 20, 30 years, have come on the national highways. They are quite basic. They have a lot of parking, because all the motorists, they go on those national highways when they are sleepy, or in the night they stay there. So there is a facility of possibly a dining, car park, and other activities, but very basic. So these are motels mostly based on the highways, motorways. Then youth hostel could be referred as YMCA hotel, or any youth hostel in the different part of the world where the budget, especially the student, the youth, are staying there. Camping sites where erected hotel structure doesn't exist due to environmental requirement or due to a timely requirement. These campsites are done up only for a specific season when the tourists do come in. The finest example could be Run of Kutch, that is being held in the month of December, where a lot of tourists go down to Run of Kutch. Run of Kutch is in Gujarat, the border of Gujarat. Then we have got railway or airport retiring rooms. Instead of waiting in a transit of an airport, you go down to a retiring hotel at the airport or at the railway station, where you can put your feet up, relax, have a shower possibly, and get ready for your next leg of your journey that could take you to another city that you have planned in your itinerary. Say, for example, you are traveling by train, and after disembarking from a train, your next train at the junction is after 5 hours. So in that 5 hours time period, you will use the retiring room or the airport hotel. Sometimes these airport hotels, very much like railway retiring room, are in the airport campus itself. So you don't just put your feet up on a sofa or a couch in the airport area, but you go out or within the hotel, within the airport complex itself, you stay. These are the hotel, airport hotels or railway retiring rooms. Then we have lodges. Lodges are basically budget travelers, could be a lodge opposite a railway station. I could give an example, like you are coming from a village to a junction of a railway station, and from your village to come to that junction station, you can only come when there are transport available. You come down because the train would come, say, possibly at 4 o'clock early morning. That time you may not find a transport, so you'll come and stay in these type of lodges and tourist bungalows. So tourist bungalows are generally found in resorts area or possibly wildlife national park or bird sanctuaries where tourists stay for activities of enjoyment. Likewise, B&B. B&B mostly found in European countries. That's known as bed and breakfast, and that's all. And breakfast would be anything continental breakfast, which means basic, nothing like well spread. These type of bed and breakfast are available mostly to budget travelers. So these are different types of accommodation that we explained just now.